back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Ed Martin here, and we're going to deal with some current news items. Ed, tell us about your organization, your current background, and the kind of broadcasting information and issues you cover.
Well, thanks, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's a couple years ago now, almost 3 years ago, I was hired by Phyllis Schlafly, the late Phyllis Schlafly, to head up her national organization.
Ah, Phyllis has been on the show many, many times. She's an amazing, lady. Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, her son was the attorney for the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, which I've been a member of for decades. So both his Rand Paul and Ron Paul, too, were members, doctor members of those organizations. So
and he still is. In fact, my wife's a physician. She's a member, too. So I'd say you're right about that. It's good. It's a good family, and I was pleased. I was honored. Phyllis Schlafly named me as her successor. She over the years, built up more than a dozen organizations, and so I currently am the president of Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund is our full name, and we do conservative advocacy, education, politics across the country, and in some ways, with Phyllis's passing on September 5th of last year at the age of 92, another big part of our work is to connect people with her history and her teaching and apply her judgment, good judgment, to what's going on in the world. So it's an exciting job. I'm here based in Missouri. But we have kind of co-collaborators around the country in most of the states, and we do lots of work everywhere. So great to be with you on the show and talking about things.
Okay, what are the top three issues that you want to talk about today? And we're going to dig into them deep. And we'll have a dialogue, and we'll ask for callers, too, by the way, 800-313-9443. We also can do video after the show if you'd like to, because I have full broadcast studio. I just got my computer back from our studio, our computer support tech people. And I have the new MD-Athlon 1800 chip, the fastest chip available in the world, and so it won't max out. And so we can do HD broadcasting on simulcast, live stream, YouTube, Vimeo, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, and it's all
great.
And so it means we get a simulcast, and also it's cross-tagged, so people can find the archives and search for it anywhere, and they can watch it live or in archives on their iPad, iPhone, and any platform on the planet.
Oh, great. No, it sounds good.
So I try to be a platform for other organizations like yours. So, Ed, tell us about what Eagle Forum's primary, let's say, three or four issues are cooking right now.
Well, I would say the first issue is supporting and influencing the Trump administration. I would say that's a high priority. The second one, Phyllis had a history of pro-life, and we see some openings in the pro-life fight. The third one that's very important to us right now, it's happening in your states, many states across the country, is a fight. Some want to advocate for a new constitutional convention, they call it a convention of states. We oppose that and think it's important to educate why. And the last thing, so you said three or four, the fourth I'd say is I enjoy talking all things Phyllis Schlafly. If there's issues or, you know, I'm publishing a series of books now. I'm into my third volume of editing Phyllis's writings. The first volume was called Phyllis Schlafly Speaks. Volume 1, Her Favorite Speeches. It's a compilation of speeches that she wrote, that she identified as being meaningful, important before she died. And those are all her speeches from about the last 50 years. And then Volume 2 was of Phyllis's, Phyllis Schlafly Speaks, is called On Donald Trump. She had written about Trump and the issues over the last year and a half of her life almost 80 times. We took the best of those and put them into this book. So we're publishing a lot of Phyllis's works and looking for opportunities to identify her great role in American history. So those are a few of the issues we've got going on with us.
Okay, let me dive into a couple issues. The first one is the issue of health care, and then I'm going to dive into pro-life. What does the Eagle Forum suggest in terms of solving the health issue?
Now, there's a lot to suggest there, but I mean, obviously we weren't too satisfied with the replacement bill that came up a few weeks ago. They thought there were big holes in it, and maybe it was even more poorly attempted than it was what was in the bill. Obviously, everybody wants to get rid of Obamacare that has any sense. We agree.
Right.
After that, the question becomes, how do you create marketplaces that allow people to get good care, control their choices and all that? I think I'll just hone in on one thing that was a disappointment. Health savings accounts, which have been a conservative idea for a couple of decades, even in the reform, the so-called repeal bill last few weeks ago, did not really have great great flexibility for HSAs. HSAs can be a real tool to allow people not just to buy, not just to pay for care, but they could pay for insurance. If you did that, you would change dramatically the way people can get to the marketplace. Obviously, some of the things not in the bill, getting insurance companies to compete across state lines, you know, that was not in the bill for lots of reasons that have to do with reconciliation and others. But the fact is we need more influence in the marketplace of consumer and patient preferences. And I say this as a guy whose wife is a geriatrics physician who sees seniors all the time and yeah. would say, you know, the better, she has a better experience of some of the Medicare Advantage programs, but even those are dominated by bureaucrats who are making decisions right. about doctors' care and patients' preferences in ways that are counterproductive. So
yeah, the bureaucrats are deciding what care. Can I roll up my idea of a plan? Because I've been in practice yeah. now for over 40 years, and I have seen yep. everything, worked in multiple states, worked also in Canada in a socialist country. Number one, the first thing that we need to do is we need to realize with the EMTALA laws in 1987, everybody in America, including visitors, is guaranteed health care. It's just not rational or affordable health care. The Obamacare blew it up. It basically means that 86 to 90% of people can't even afford the co-pays and deductibles, and we're going to go from 1 to 0 in one-third to 40% plus of the United States counties who can't afford, can't even get one insurance option under Obamacare. So here's my solution, which is pretty radical. It goes beyond Canada, the United States, South Korea, which is the most advanced in the world. I would recommend, number one, a VAT, or value-added tax. It's national. The money flows through to the county. You get rid of fee-for-service completely and pay doctors an hourly wage and all of the health professionals. You get rid of malpractice completely and have mediation and training, online certification. And if someone hasn't done a shoulder surgery in 5 years, they need to recertify to show they know how to do it, even if they've been in practice 40 years. We need to have lateral training, so a medic coming back who's already doing surgery in the field, saving our active duty military personnel, can come back and with a proper training become a surgeon. We need to have a situation where we get rid of state licensure completely and have national licensure. So if you're living in the military, say in Guam, or you're Alaskan, you want to retire in Florida and scrub up 3 days a week. And when you get rid of malpractice and other things and pay an hourly wage, which can be decent, in fact, you can make it so that it's, quote, revenue neutral to the doctor. When you get rid of malpractice in some states like Oregon, it's multiple, their entire world, their entire life earnings. You can literally sue a doctor for five times their life earnings in the state of Oregon. And wow. 80% of lawsuits are frivolous. I know I went through a frivolous lawsuit that was even recommended by the state board against me because one of my patients killed himself with drugs he got from his drug dealer and from a university hospital, yet the board notified Nine News Media and went and literally recommended the family to sue me, which never went anywhere, but of course they put me through hell. And my own attorney had to say, and this, by the way, his nickname was Buzzsaw. What a name for an attorney, tough guy. And you have to understand, that's the only time in 40 years of I would ever been, quote, sued, recommended by the board because they had a bone to pick with me because I was releasing classified information about Rocky Flats, Rocky Mountain Arsenal, releasing nuclear isotopes into the watershed for Denver, and the basically the same as Vault 7, the information about Schriever Air Force Base, which is building with the CIA and NSA a matrix supercomputer array, which now we can see these giant databases like in Utah that consume so much water they actually disturb the watershed in Utah and are 7 to 10 times the size, each one of them, and they're planning on building 8 or 10 of them, the size of the Pentagon complex. So you have to understand what's going on here is my solution would, number one, you'd never have premiums, you'd never have insurance carriers. The money would flow to non-political groups supported and controlled by citizen groups and doctors. Only, there would be no, quote, standard of care, because that is being used by insurance carriers to control physicians. And the most stressful thing for me was not having people that, say, needed spinoplasty surgery. I was training as a, beyond my specialty training in family internal medicine and surgery, and I'd done every kind of surgery, including trauma surgery, right up to, except for, I even did eye surgery, plastics, orthopedics, general surgery, burn unit surgery. I worked in the ICU in the intensive care unit. And I was training up as an interventional pain specialist, working in the operating room, putting a spinal pump and stimulators in at the Anschutz Center, getting ready to go to Cedars-Sinai and get an additional board certification. I was board certified in family internal medicine, trauma. I first trained with the 82nd Airborne in the 80s back in Savannah, Georgia. I'm a nuclear specialist. But you know what? These bastards went after me because I touched them in an area they didn't want, which is dealing with things that were geopolitical. And that's one of the problems we have, is the geopolitics has entered medicine. And even if there's competitive medical groups, like one group of orthopedic surgeons that are connected to the board or neurosurgeons or whatever, we saw it with Dr. Brzezinski in Houston, where Brzezinski, who, by the way, is supported by the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, I and thousands of other members, including Rand and Ron Paul, gave our association money to sue the Texas State Medical Board. So right, if you followed my plan, number one, you would have national licensure by a non-government organization. You'd have it completely taken out of the hands of the state or federal government. You'd have doctors and patients directing care. They'd be paid an hourly wage. They get vacation time off. Female or retired or older doctors could work part-time and be able to actually afford to stay in practice, because it directly excludes female doctors that want to have a family, say, in their 30s or 40s. It would directly exclude the current system, doctors that, let's say, I remember one of my friends was a female director of the neurosurgery at the University of Colorado, and she, because there were some cases that went bad and the attorneys decided to sue her, there were three or four major procedures, and she was the head of neurosurgery at the university. She couldn't do the procedures anymore because she couldn't afford the malpractice. So here's the primary teacher in the state of Colorado, one of the top neurosurgeons in the world, and she was female, couldn't do the procedures because she'd been sued and she couldn't afford, with the cost of the malpractice, to do specific procedures. That was the insurance carriers. That was the attorneys that did this to her. So
yeah,
my solution would fix everything in healthcare. We'd have a level playing field for functional medicine, which I'm a top world expert on. I belong to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, Environmental, and Academy of Advancement of Medicine, and I'm presenting a theory this year, for example, to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine that will unlock the key for the application of quantum physics to human biology. I'm also presenting a research that's been going on now for 6 years in Fukushima Daiichi to the Academy of Environmental Medicine, and I have been the primary spokesperson as a medical doctor speaking on these issues worldwide. And we have to understand, you get persecuted because you step out of line. And one of the reasons why I had a radio show, basically one was called Laughter is the Best Medicine, was Clear Channel before I went and started working with Genesis 12 years ago. And is these people need to be fearful of me because I'm like half a lawyer now. I took research and training as an attorney.
Right.
Okay,
right.
With Stony Brook Medical Center in New York City. I was certified as an expert witness in every specialty with ACOM. I'm a dangerous guy now, and I'm going to do stuff to these guys, and I want to make sure that the agenda is moving forward to give back to doctors. So I know that Dr. Price is a good guy, but he wants to just roll it back pre-Obamacare. What I want is I want to roll it back to ancient Israel, where the Cohens were the health providers, and I'm, by the way, a Cohen descendant as a Maronite Christian on my mother's side. People need to start understanding healthcare is a right, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the most stressful thing for me wasn't sick patients. It was insurance carriers denying care to my patients or telling me how to practice. That drove me nuts.
Right.
Especially when it caused harm to the patients or their premature demise, or when they were denied care, they committed suicide.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at it, that the real simple starting point, it really is necessary. And I know, actually, in the White House, Steve Bannon was quoted as saying this, but the fact is that the insurance companies have, you know, we can say it a lot more colorfully and maybe more angrily, but they have a disproportionate influence over what's going on in a way that's detrimental to the future of patient care.
They shouldn't exist. There should be no such thing as insurance carriers. Now, it may take a road of several decades to get there, or a decade, but the start would be an aggressive bill that would be better than the one that Paul Ryan put together. Now, I really fault Paul Ryan for, I'd say, 80 to 90% of this mess. He hid the bill away in a vault, didn't deal with the conservative elements within the Republican Party who have a point. But on the other hand, you can't get the government out of health care. Some of these people in the so-called Tuesday group or the Liberty Caucus are brain dead. Before I worked in 1987 in Georgia, because I'm a trauma burn doctor, okay?
Right.
I was told by the nurse when I arrived there in July of 1987 to say, okay, Dr. Deagle, it's a good thing you didn't arrive back in May, because we just got the laws passed called EMTALA that if they were instructed, if the patient didn't have insurance and they had a gunshot wound and they were bleeding out or had a hemopneumothorax, they're to be strapped to a gurney and shoved outside the emergency room doors to expire outside. Now,
right.
And I had one late caller last week who tried to start taking Dr. Deagle down. Now, you need to know out there, if you call into my show or if you're a guest and you say something obscene, I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on you on the air without anesthetic. Okay? I am going
right.
to take out my intellectual brain saw and my scalpels and lasers, and I'm going to start cutting you up. Because this isn't open to discussion. A lot of people have an attitude, but they don't have an opinion, which is based on facts or logic. And when you've been through what I've been through, and what I've seen my colleagues go through, doctors die prematurely from two things, overwork and frustration, not from dead patients or sick people, but from insurance carriers that deny care so the patient suffers or the patient commits suicide because they can't get the care they need. Or the medications are denied and so they die of a medical intercurrent thing, or they don't get the natural therapy I know, functional medicine, that could avert their condition and prevent them from going to renal failure or developing other problems. So, and the drug carriers get away with murder. I mean, I remember doing a talk for Sero Pharmaceuticals in the late 90s, and I'd done rheumatology research back 45 years ago with Dr. John Woodbury, and I said, I can't say this, I can't say this, I can't say this, and they keep on saying, that's a slide set. I said, you know what? They said that so many times, I said, you know, you need to take the slide set and stick it where the monkey stuck the peanut, which is per rectum, okay? So I said, you know, I am not interested in lying to other doctors, so they'll think because of my expertise, they're going to prescribe this stuff that'll kill you or make your day miserable or give you a heart attack.
Yeah, I mean, your perspective on 40 plus years of practicing medicine sounds like you're, I mean, if you think about it, you've lived in the absolute sort of perfect time to see the transformation.
And I was transformed from being a scientist. I was recruited from grade 11 to go into plasma nuclear physics at MIT and turned it down because I had an aptitude test. I went into honors biochemistry and oceanography, and I was a charter member of Greenpeace. And then it got taken over by the globalist maniac asses. And it's mind-boggling what they've done, including this false narrative about what's causing, you know, global environmental change and climate change, etc. And when I talk to people who think that they know about this stuff, I start dissembling them on the spot by taking their so-called climate model and pulling it apart. For example, carbon-oxygen cycle to work, and by the way, when you get rid of carbon, it has to be converted to oxygen, and that's why our world oxygen concentration has dropped from 21 to 19% worldwide. Not good. Because if you don't have oxygen, you don't have also an ozone layer that protects us from ground-level ozone and ultraviolet light, which kills the plant life and causes damage to people in their airways with ground-level ozone damage and activation of photoactivated pollutants like trimethylamine anhydrides and pine terpenes, etc. I'm a world-class expert on all of these issues, and I'm so angry that people think it's open to discussion, it drives me nuts.
Right, right. Well, you, I mean, again, your perspective after 4+ decades of practicing medicine makes pretty darn clear how dramatic the changes have been. And I guess one thing you said in there that's so important and such a struggle is, you know, ideally, if you could wave your hand and start again, you'd start totally different. We are where we are. The question.
Oh yeah,
is,
I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. I think what right. I need to do is do a better bill. That's a collaboration between all the various elements of the Republican Party. You're not going to get Democrats to collaborate, even if they wanted to. But once you get a bill through, you can introduce this idea of a VAT and these clinics and so on. And over 8 or 10 years, especially if you combine and say, "Hey, industry, if you get your OCMED through these clinics, which is paid by a VAT, you don't have any OCMED costs." How quickly do you think industry would switch over to these clinics if their occupational medicine was also covered and they didn't have to include it in their cost of manufacturing? Yeah. America could compete. That's why a car in Oshawa, Ontario is $12,000 less than in Ohio. Our OCMED costs are ridiculous. Right back.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back. And I think our echo is back, too, so we need to get rid of the echo. Ed, I did a lot of ranting in the first segment. I want you to kind of take over and talk more about the Eagle Form and what you guys have solutions, because what I have is, in a sense, the pie-in-the-sky perfect solution. It's not going to happen right away, but it can be brought in steps. For example, if you simply made all the VAT, which come from manufacturers, and you allow it to be permissive to say, hey, if you as a citizen want to pay the VAT, you don't have to buy insurance anymore. Leave it up to the customers. If you want to have competition in healthcare, how about having competition with a system which basically runs an autopilot and the doctors are paid an hourly wage so they have time for continuing education, and part-time doctors like my age, 65, that could work, say, two or three afternoons a week, wouldn't be under time pressure to see a zillion patients a day, could spend the time with someone, and you would also pay a surgeon the same rate per hour, whether they're cutting or they're talking to you post-operative and how to recover and do all your rehab. To me, this makes just logical sense. And also, you have a kind of a pyramid style, so you might have six nurse practitioners for every primary care doctor. You'd have chiropractors, naturopaths, psychologists, geneticists to do gene SNP analysis and look at organic acids and say, hey, this is what you need in your diet because you got a gene polymorphism or a toxic blockade, which I teach in functional medicine. And to me, this would literally, we're rapidly approaching the singularity where we're not just going to have artificial intelligence, we're going to have human life extension, and in the next 5 to 20 years, zero senescence, which means people don't not only not need to die, we can take 90-year-olds and make them 25 or 30-year-olds. That's going to happen in our next 10 to 20 years.
Sort of, how do you, you know, you don't, we don't want to turn medicine into a We didn't want, we shouldn't have wanted to turn medicine into an entitlement program, a welfare program, and we did too often, right? Medicaid, Medicare, they distort the market. Not just the market, they distort the what medicine's supposed to be. So we've got a problem. And now the question, as you point out, is not just what do we want to end up at, which is the one thing, it's but how do we take the first steps, right? And the question,
right,
the bigger question, the root of the problem, if you just go back, you know, we talk about Phyllis Schlafly and the work we do with her organizations, you know, is you pull back and say, who's actually making decisions and what is driving it? And you mentioned earlier, one of the groups, the term globalists, one of the groups that is driving an agenda is big money that has a big vision of a globalist world, which takes away from the people the ability to change their outcomes of their lives. And, you know, this was Phyllis Schlafly's life was motivated, and our work is focused on America's a great, great place, special place, because of what? The rule of law, the values underlying why we came together, and the opportunities for people. Well, a lot of these forces that are in place now start to take away from us the chance to live out sort of the American, whether it's a dream or the ideal. And that's the question. And we're watching Trump struggle with it. I think Trump is a very important, I mean, an incredible moment. But he's struggling against both parties that, you know, when they're done, and I started to say this earlier, Steve Bannon was quoted as saying the insurance companies wrote that bill. Right? So, I mean, if that's the
right,
forces
exactly,
that swing,
yeah,
the forces
exactly
swing back into effect and say, you know what, we know you ran, President Trump, on an anti-globalist platform, and we know you threw out the TPP and you threw out some things. On the other hand, you know, are the people that are going to staff the State Department? I was in the State Department, Doc, last week, and I was stunned. I'd never been there in my life. The big full building down in Foggy Bottom, and it's amazing to see the size of it, the scope of it, the number of bureaucrats there, and those people don't want to change. They want to wait out the current administration until it's 4 years or 8 years, and then continue their vision. So it's a really specific kind of challenge. But as Phyllis Schlafly said about a year and 3 months ago about Trump, this election may be a last hope for America, because Hillary Clinton, for example, would have put us in a place much, much worse than we are now. The question can be, how do we make progress forward? That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I think what has to happen is, behind the scenes, they need to come back together, and they need to, before the summer, have a bill that can be passed by Republicans only. They need to also, before then, get the infrastructure bill. I would put the tax on the infrastructure first, get that done immediately. Continue to show to the public, hey, we're building new jobs, we're protecting the homeland, we're going to intercept with metadata and other ways besides vetting these people, not just Muslims, but anybody who wants to come to cause harm in America. And I think Trump's going to succeed, and once the media gets broken by this release of the senior Democrat that's been unmasking Mr. Flynn and others, I think the media is going to get a sufficient media spanking. They're going to be forced to stop sticking their nose into things that is going to get them into a lot of trouble. So I have a feeling some media people are going to prison too. Yeah, so...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, one of the things I think...
Visit
that,
our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, they got the...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more.
And we're back. So, and I'd like you to continue. The only thing I have to clarify is the idea of the word entitlement. First off, with the EMTALA law, starting with over 100 years ago, the Veterans Health Law, everybody's entitled to health care. We just have to have it rational and affordable and universal, and also the cost of our products. I know Donald Trump talks about these factories moving to Mexico and elsewhere. The biggest reason, and I know this as an OCMED director, not only in Illinois, but also in Denver, I was the director for Health South for the whole city, that the biggest cost of doing manufacturing in America, besides the crazy regulations, is the fact, for example, a car costs $12,000 more to make it in Ohio than in Oshawa, Ontario, because OCMED is a minimal cost in Canada because it's melded into any doctor who can do occupational medicine, even if they're improperly or inadequately trained, which, by the way, most of them are knuckleheads there and properly trained to do OCMED properly, which I could upregulate in a matter of, say, a two-week seminar. So it's not, or do it online. So I know as a teacher, this is doable, and it'll cut the cost dramatically. So, to me, we need to get some kind of bill in. And even if we start small, I guarantee you, if an industry could just sign up, or a person could say voluntarily sign up and say, "Hey, I'm willing to pay the VAT," then right. The VAT tax would go then through to industry and through to people, and they wouldn't have to buy insurance anymore. That would be the best competition. Wipe out the damn insurance carriers. Wipe out the damn trial lawyers that are filing lawsuits. Wipe out the state medical boards that are basically populated by political knuckleheads that want to control the marketplace or work for their buddies that are making $30 million, that are killing or maiming patients, like Dr. Michael O. Jansen, who threatened me back in August of 2000, that said he knew the board president, Dr. Ned Kalange, and Susan Miller, the secretary of the board and other board members, because I did an IME and said he did an inappropriate surgery and paralyzed the patient and put screws through the patient's spinal nerve roots and paralyzed them, that I found in a sensory nerve mapping, which I developed the technology with Dr. Jim Hedgecock. First and the only in the world FDA approves A-delta and C-fiber mapping for pain. So I'm enraged that people talk about entitlements, because the fact is healthcare is an entitlement. Even if you're a visitor from Africa 5 hours before because you arrived in a plane or boat, the fact is the biggest entitlement is the damn military-industrial complex. And I know, working for the tank division and the Air Force, I was a doctor for the Air Force Academy, they don't even get the equipment they want. In fact, I knew the guys who were building the Joint Strike Fighter and designing it, and they were frustrated themselves that they were building an elephant that wasn't going to fly properly, even be a proper weapons platform. I mean, this is ridiculous. And we waste money on military procurements, and we don't call it an entitlement when, in fact, it's the biggest eater of the budget. And it's wasteful. Everything costs 10 to 20 times more than it should.
I think you're, you know, you're certainly describing the problem, right? I think the question again is, what's the, as you said, what could we get passed in the Congress that would have the best, put us on the best course?
Yeah, I think that Ryan actually did this on purpose to blow it up. His wife, Jana, is her directly related to David Boren, a CFR member, etc., and big Democrat. I think that that by hiding the bill and not leaving it to literally discuss with Gohmert and the other people in the conservative elements within the Republican Party, directly kind of did this on purpose to screw things up. I don't think that Ryan is without blame here after 7+ years. I think also the conservative element, it shouldn't have been discussed in open, because the open media is going to make it look ridiculous. It should have been all behind closed doors, so when they come out as one army with a concerted, you know, amalgamated. Nobody's going to win everything, like Ronald Reagan used to say. You can't go 50-50, but if you get 80-20, you can go with it. It's not perfect, but it's pretty darn close.
Yeah, and I think that's the notion that Ryan's track record has not been to pass things that I think would make sense, except if you think that the stuff that's influenced by the powers that be in Washington makes sense. So we need a better situation, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, either he's got to get his act together here in terms of getting all sides going, and I'm sure Donald Trump is going to be the quarterback to make sure that this happens this time. He met over the weekend with Rand Paul, who, by the way, I really respect. Rand Paul knew this was Obamacare light. It wasn't going to fix the problems. It was still kissing the butt of the insurance carriers. It was not dealing with the trial lawyers. It wasn't dealing with the other real issues. And it wasn't really going to roll back premiums, even theoretically, for a couple of years, so it wasn't going to fix it. In fact, in midterm elections, if people don't see their premiums roll back, the Republicans are likely to lose the House and the Senate, and then we'll have a lame duck president who'll be sent out of office with a lot of derision, and they'll bring in a demonic leader in the demon rat party, and they'll just totally crush America with debt and kill us. That's where we're going. And again, this deals with the second issue I want you to open up, is pro-life. I think one of the reasons why America's under judgment is we've pushed pro-abortion since the 1970s, and even my friends that are doctors, we know that in states where they've mandatorily made, in Oklahoma, that even if you want an abortion, you have to see an ultrasound. 78% of women who are scheduled for abortion, when they see an ultrasound of their baby, cancel. 78%. And these aren't necessarily Christians either.
So, right, and that's, you know, Phyllis Schlafly, for whom I worked, and you knew so well, she used to say that there were many arguments for pro-life, but none as effective as the ultrasound. Technology really did that. And in this case, you know, one of the things that we're pushing and we're leading on is what's called the heartbeat bill. similar principle in the sense that, you know, in Ohio at the state level, they had the youngest witness to testify in a hearing. They brought in an ultrasound machine, and the heartbeat of the baby was heard in the testimony. The heartbeat bill simply says that when a heartbeat is heard, you know, then protection begins. And I think, again, what we know is when you push a bill, it's been sponsored in the Congress, Congressman Steve King has backed it, when you start down this road to really get clear on the life, that life exists, you start saving babies right away, by the way, just because people started, you just mentioned, they start to rethink that.
Even during the Gorsuch nomination and hearings in the Senate, Graham, who I don't always agree with, said, look, I'm going to introduce a bill that literally stops it at 20 weeks at the least. And right. What he was saying basically is, we're one of only seven nations that does abortion right up to the moment of delivery. What percentage of abortionists that do first trimester abortions would agree with abortion to the moment of delivery?
That's right.
What percentage? 93% disagree, these are abortionists, with abortion to the moment of delivery. Do you know 93% of abortionists? And yet Hillary Clinton stomps around the lectern and tries to lecture Donald Trump and the public in open media that it's perfectly acceptable to kill a baby, sucking its brains out and collapsing its skull, as an acceptable norm for American women's rights. Ridiculous.
Right. Exactly, and so this Phyllis Schlafly, in fact, she published a book last spring, almost a year ago, called How the Republican Party Became Pro-Life, and what she described, Doc, is that she in the 70s, and you know you'll remember it, that when Roe v. Wade happened, you had all sorts of people say, oh well, the Supreme Court has spoken, it's the law of the land, we should get over it, and the Republican Party, including people like Bob Dole and President Ford, said, you know what, we're never going to win again if we don't become a pro-abortion party, a pro-choice party. Phyllis and a gang of mostly women at the time picked up and said, no, we're going to put a pro-life plank in the Republican Party. And, you know, notwithstanding George Pataki, who I don't even know if his wife knew he was running for president last year, everybody who ran at least said publicly, clearly, they were pro-life. And the Republican Party has a pro-life plank. Well, that was never the point only to get a pro-life party, although it's important. And when the Supreme Court says things like, oh, we've spoken on marriage, we've spoken on this, therefore, you know, get over it, you'll never win an election again, we should remember the lesson of Phyllis and pro-life. But the fact is that what we want to see is progress, and the progress, we think the heartbeat bill, if you go to heartbeatbill.com, you can find out more about it. You can, it's a way to move the ball, you know, ideally protect the life in law, but also make progress every day. We've got to be willing to do that because there are babies at stake, and as you point out, we suffer a pox on our nation as long as we allow this to continue.
Let me add a little other dimension. In 1992, I presented two papers to the Canadian Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technology. When you don't do treatment like Michael J. Fox or someone else for a diencephalon transplant of the cells that produce the dopamine for the tectum of the midbrain, which is the primary area where you get Parkinson's disease, you have to have 20 to 30 babies do low-flow suction, and you have to do an anatomical dissection. You can't cut them out and put them back together again. We call jigsaw babies out of the bag after you use a suction curettage, which is a sharp blade on this suction curettage. You actually have to take the whole baby out and have an anatomist dissect out the diencephalon. Most people don't realize what's really going on here. Now, George Washington University back in the 70s and the university near Milan had perfected artificial uteri to grow fetuses from embryos right through to the 20th week. Did you know that? This is 40-plus years ago.
Wow.
They stopped the research, the Vatican at the time stopped the research there, and in America the press was so bad, even among the scientific community, they suppressed it. It went to what's called deep state, which means it went to tier one science. We're still doing in underground facilities genetic engineering and genetic hybridization, which popped out in research like the Cas9 transposon gene technology. And again, remember, my background is genetics, marine genetics, etc. I'm a genetic expert. So when I was recruited in 1977 to work at UCLA to doing a PhD neuroscientist research with Dr. Wallace Tortelot at UCLA and the VA hospital, the other four projects they wanted me to work on is the Super Soldier Project, which is a female template embryo with trans genes inserted from different phyla and species to create new super soldiers. And I turned them down. I said, you guys are nuts. I'm not going to do this. Because they wanted me to work on what's called the technology to convert brainwaves directly to onboard commands for an F-14 fighter they already had mocked up at Dr. Tortolot's office in Santa Monica. Okay? And when people want to say, Dr. Deagle, you don't know what you're talking about, I can flood them with a data stream of facts. Okay? So this isn't disputable. Now, what's going on is people don't understand, like Dr. Graham, what Mr. Graham said, which I thought was pretty laudable, and I don't agree with him on a lot of things. And he said, you know, what about 2022? Will that date move back from the 20th week to the 12th week? And I like your idea of a heartbeat bill, but to be honest with you, we need an embryo bill, where it's a baby from the moment it's an embryo. For example, there's a lawsuit going on between a Hollywood starlet and her ex-husband in Louisiana, and it's going to court. It's going to eventually go to the Supreme Court, and it's going to probably be a factor with Gorsuch in there in the Supreme Court. And the reason is these baby embryos have already been given names and inheritances. Now, if you can be an inheritor, or if you can be a subject of a murder, so a baby from the form of an embryo on can be killed and be a secondary victim of, say, a violent crime like a gunshot wound to the mother, and the mother and baby dies. And by the way, this has already happened in precedence in every Western nation, including Britain and Canada, where the dead baby, even at 1 or 2 weeks, is considered a violent result of the criminal activity. And if there's an inheritance, like in these particular two baby girls that have already been named as embryos, and they haven't been implanted yet, they can be implanted in a surrogate mother and delivered, they already have names and they already have a financial inheritance that can't be gained until they're actually born. Now, this is going to blow apart legally the argument. We've had Dr. Fred Graves here from Jurisdictionary, and I know as a legal expert myself, knowing the law enough, that this idea of Roe versus Wade and the idea that beyond the state of embryo, and people don't understand, genetic engineering means things like Zootopia, where you give your dog or cat the ability to speak and put transgenes in, isn't a fantasy anymore. It's a reality. And people need to understand, if we don't guard the embryo from the human stage, and I'm not talking about preventing illness, then we're going to have a blurring of the nature of what it is to be truly human on a genetic basis, because we haven't protected the right of a fetus from the moment of fertilization. And if we don't do that, we will not see a human race in the future. The parents will be a laboratory. And in fact, they'll outlaw wild reproduction on the basis of something like Fukushima Daiichi or some other pollutants or decreased fertility or eliminating genetic illnesses. And in the future, the state will be the mommy and the daddy, and they can literally assemble them, as this conference in Britain said a year and a half ago. Not only are they having babies with mitochondrial DNA from a donor, but they said they can assemble a baby today, not 10 years from now, with up to 34 different potential parents. And pretty soon they'll be able to use, like I call, Lego block genes to literally cobble together a human or transhuman from whatever genetic heritage you want. And if you don't protect it from the moment of conception, you won't see a human race anymore, because it won't even distantly resemble what we are. It won't.
Well, I'm no expert on the on some of that. What I do know,
I'm very terrified of it. I'm terrified that the politicians. I like the idea Graham says moving it back to 20 weeks, but I want to move back to the embryo stage. I don't want. You know, they're now talking about a human on a stick to replace all the lawsuits that PETA is placing against the use of animals for drug experimentation. So the drug companies want human embryos grown in laboratories on a stick, literally, to do testing of drugs and drug and formularies, etc. That's what they call it. They call it human on a stick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it. As my mother used to say, damn it, Billy. Damn it, Billy.
there's a lot going on, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, I laud your organization, but I want them to see the long view of where the hell this is going, and it's going at a speed that the public is not prepared for. The public is not prepared for artificial intelligence, for life extension, from limitless energy, from even the hirage of Muslims being driven out with climate change and drought and so on. A lot of it, by the way, is artificial. And the changes, for example, the reason why our Western cultures are dying is because we're aborting ourselves. The average American and Canadian, if it wasn't for immigration, would have a reproductive ratio rate of about 1.2. And if you don't exceed 1.8, you don't even replace your population. The average Muslim is reproducing at a rate of 3.8, which means they will be the majority in Europe and America in 40 years. Europe in 10 to 15 years, America in 40 will be a Muslim country.
You can see that math pretty clearly. The average person, no matter whether they're an expert of anything else, can see that problem coming. By the way, while we have time on the show, I don't want to miss a chance. You know, one of the other top issues that we're fighting about with Phyllis Schlafly's organizations is the opposition to this call for a convention of states.
I totally agree with you on that, because there's no need for a convention. It's almost like, you know, you don't need new immigration laws. You just need to impose the ones we already have.
Exactly.
The actual Constitution as it stands is, to me, this is why we want Gorsuch, which is a literalist on the Supreme Court, because we have activist judges that are trying to literally create law out of nothing, which means they're actually violating the separation of powers. And this idea of a new convention is dangerous, isn't it?
And by it sure is. And by the way, just moments ago, Gorsuch was confirmed by the Senate Judiciary Committee. You know, not confirmed, was voted out of the committee and go to the floor of the Senate. But yeah, look, these conventions, the idea of being fed up with the government not working is a good instinct. The problem is, if you want to put the Constitution at risk with a convention, that's not a good instinct. So we have.
Well, you'll have something like getting rid of the need for a constitutional convention. Could get rid of the idea of an election of a president based on, say, the Rust Belt states. And you could have three or four giant population centers, which is all you need in order to become president. Dangerous, isn't it?
Exactly, it sure is.
Yeah.
We Amazing. Are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Welcome back. We have Ed Martin here. He'll be back with the Eagle Forum, and perhaps I'll rant less. So if you're complaining that Dr. Deagle said too much, too bad. Contact Eagle Forum. How do they get in touch with you? Check
your
website.
Our website is pseagles.com. P as in Phyllis, S as in Schlafly, pseagles.com. And email me at ed@pseagles.com. No problem.
Wow, pseagles.com. Okay. Now, you got three or four more minutes. And yeah. I want you to kind of talk about the key issues you need are coming up this next few weeks. We got Gorsuch. What did you hear in the news? Did he get his nomination, or is it going to go nuclear? What's happening?
Yeah. I don't know. They got him out of committee. So and then the Democrats announced immediately they have enough to block it, so it will go nuclear, which means he'll be confirmed on Friday with the nuclear option. I do want to say, if you're in Iowa, if your listeners are in Iowa, Iowa's got one of these constitutional convention amendments coming up, SJR 8. We're up there fighting against that. We don't want to have a constitutional convention. The best line I know on this, two lines. Mine is that I don't see a lot of Ben Franklins, but I see a lot of Al Frankens. We don't need a constitutional convention where Al Franken would be a delegate. Phyllis's line, Phyllis Schlafly, much more civilized and genteel. She said her fear is that there are men and women who think that they are Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and others. They don't have enough self-knowledge to realize they're not. That's a different problem. But that's the kind of things going on this week, so it'll be exciting. But pseagles.com is our website.
Yeah. Now, and you got a couple more minutes of dealing with the other issues.
Yeah, sure.
I think you're going to see Gorsuch deal with a bill like this young couple that are separated now, this starlet and this guy in Louisiana, that are millionaires. And the inheritance of these embryos, this is going to bust apart the Roe versus Wade. And by the way, the lady who was the initial witness is a strong pro-lifer now for decades. And even former abortionists are against a lot of stuff that Hillary Clinton was pushing. So what people need to start grasping here is the singularity of the rollback of the point of viability as the marker of, you know, just like when Graham talks about this at the Gorsuch hearing, or the heartbeat thing, they need to roll it back originally to the idea that women, and this is my point to you women out there, women who are pro-abortion hate women. Women are in many ways superior to males, and there's never going to change that. It's a biological fact. They can multitask like no male can. They are the head. They are the neck of the household. Maybe not the head, but the neck turns the head. They have the capacity to have foresight. So middle managers in corporations like in Donald Trump's dominantly are female, even including small businesses and so on, because they do a better job than most males. Now, males are good leaders because they'd be non-emotional, and men are good visionaries, but they're not good at the details of putting things together and making it happen. And the fact is that if you take away women's ability to have a career and a child, for example, if you're a doctor and you could work three or four afternoons a week and wouldn't it be so expensive, your malpractice, you'd be shoved out of practice or not be able to specialize. Under my system, female or retired doctors would be able to continue practicing years after they decided to maybe do their boat. So what I want to see is I want the unborn protected. I want our country protected from dangerous people with vetting. I want to have a resurgence of the American economy. I want us to not do regime change, but not tolerate vile Islam. I want to see Muslim people here turn aside from Sharia law and support and protect their own rights to exist here. And if they don't, and a crisis happens, they're going to be shoved into civil detention. They all need to become Americans first, and that includes the unborn. And everybody has the right to health care. It is an entitlement. It is an entitlement. Let's face that. Everybody has a right to live well in America.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants.
and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.